You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We are learning the Sugya Prikateina, Lamed Amid Beis, and we're going to learn different Rishonim, Achronim, how to learn this story. This is the story with Rabbi Shmuel, who was walking on the road, and a guy was carrying bundles of wood, put him down, and he said, "Help me load it up." So the Rashba learns it's a mitzvah, Prikateina, on human beings also. Seems to be an open Gemara. And Michael said, yeah, it's an open Gemara, like the Rash Palachaira, this pre-cantina by human being. He said, "Help me." Amalei, he said, "How much is it worth? Kama shavit. How much is the worth?" Amalei palga dezuzah. A half a dinar. Yavli palga dezuzah. Gave me half a dinar, and he took the wood. In other words, he didn't want to help him because it's ein lefik vaydai. Vishma Rabbi Yossi said, "Zakim ein lefik vaydai." But he wanted to be machmir. So he bought from him the wood. Mafkert, and he was mafkert. Rabbi Shmuel was mafkert. So this guy, hada zochab, he took the wood back. So he said, "Okay, help me load. I want you to help me load the wood." How did you like palga d'zuza? So he gave him another palga d'zuza, bought it again. Ba'afkara, and he was mafkert. So he saw this guy's a game. This guy was going to be zeichet again. Chazi d'kabayim ma'adu miskabeh. So he told him, "I was a mafkarit for you. Amalei l'kula mafkarinu. I was mafkarit for everybody else but you, for l'chalofkarinu." It's a shear in the hefker. I was mafkarit for other yin, but for you I wasn't mafkarit. Because this guy's going to do the same shtick. He was going to be soicha and tell Rabbi Shobriak to help him put it on his shoulders. So Mari asks, "It's not a good hefker. It's not a kosher hefker. We hold you have to be mafkir for the whole world. If you're not mafkir for one person, me have a hefker, he agab what man? Big machlag is beshambisil. Shami hefkal aniyim efker. You can just be mafkir something for aniyim. It's kosher. You mafkir something just for aniyim. That's okay. Bisil holds no. If you're not mafkir for anybody, it's not everyone, it's not efker. Bisil omrim ain't no efker. She hefkal aniyim lashmirim kishmita." In other words, Basil learns that from Shemitah.
I understand, but why can't I just say anybody wants to take it, not you? I'm
not Machmir. So Michael, so Michael Shlita, Michael asked that question. I once heard this question from a Rosh Yeshiva. In other words, why did it have to be Mafkar? Let him just say, "I don't care if anybody takes it. I don't care if anybody takes it, but I care. Why did it have to be Mafkar?" So L'chayr the lumdus isvi. The idea is, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. What do you mean you don't care? You're a gazlan.
No, but I'm saying different. I'm saying I'm machnit to anybody who wants to.
Machnit to everybody except this one guy. Why shouldn't they have one? Like Rashi, the Ktzais
learns, it's funny, the Ktzais learns hefker is like a matana to the kainer. Ktzais learns in Rashi from Mitzia. Remember the Ktzais holds that hefker is das acharis machne. The Ktzais learns every hefker like you. But you're asking like a different kashitzi. Others ask to let him just not be makbid. I'm not makbid on anybody, but I'm makbid on you. Tzvizias keeps a different lambdas. See, I'm giving it as a matana. Whoever takes, I'm giving it to him, but I'm not giving it to you. Maybe it's Ein Breira. Maybe you can't do that. I'll say Ein Breira. It's Ein Breira. You can't give matana to a non-specific.
Everybody except you is not Breira.
Who are you giving it to? The guy who picks it up. That's Ein Breira. Uh-huh. Okay. Lashim. Kishmita. So the Gemara answers. Rabbi Shmuel was not. It seems he wasn't telling the truth. Michael, I went to verse this. Michael was troubled by the problem. The reason I quote Michael is because I overslept the day after Simchas Torah. You know, I worked hard on Simchas Torah. So the next morning, I set my clock for PM instead of AM. So I overslept. So Michael gave the shiur. So he called me up with all his hours. I had to listen to all his hours. So he asked in this Gemara, "How's Rabbi Shmuel allowed to lie?"
Could give it to somebody who's not within reach. Somebody's not there.
Nobody else caused him a problem.
No, I understand. So in other words, to avoid him from taking it again.
I let him give it to someone. I'm giving it to my friend Jack.
Give it to my cousin. That's it.
Why did he have to be mafkarit? And why can't you just keep it? So nobody can touch it.
No, he was. He wouldn't take it. Is anal if he could, he was going to pick up these bundles of wood.
But that's not your business, what I do or don't do. But I'm buying it from you. Now leave it here. Don't touch it.
You mean why do you have to be mafkarit at all? Let him just keep it.
Let him keep it.
Yeah, but he's afraid somebody takes it. He owes a gzela. You don't want to leave your stuff in the street. Then whoever picks it up, it'll be a gossip.
Later on, it'll be Miyayish when the guy leaves.
Elo Mishmer Reb Yosef, Lekula Mafka. Fake. He wasn't telling the entire truth. Reb Yishmer Reb Yosef, Lekula Mafka Rinu. Ovimel Saduk Mei. Vimilsa Baalma. He just told this guy. Vimilsa Baalma. So this is doesn't sound so erlich. Vimilsa Baalma huduk me. He told him I was not mafkir for you. He was really mafkir to anybody. Just wanted meant to tell the guy, get off, stop doing it already, stop this game. Fake the Gemara. So I can't think further. Why is Rabbi Shmuel buying it back each time? He's potter. He's butter. Again, if you want to learn like the Rashba, we'll soon discuss how the Ritvaz answers. I found in the Chuvas of Ritvaz, he asks from this Gemara, he answers this Gemara. This Gemara seems to support the Rashba Shita. That's pre-Kantaina by person. Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yossi, Zokvin Finkvoda Hava. Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yossi, was Zokvin Finkvoda Hava. So, why do you have to buy this stuff? He just is butter. I'm a Zokvin Finkvoda. And for the Gemara, Meshav Yosef Lefnim Mishurat Adin Udavit. He went Lefnim Mishurat Adin. He went Lefnim Mishurat Adin.
So here you don't have the problem because he's not doing any.
Well, in other words, Apidin. He bought it. That's not the Bizarin. He wanted to be Machmir. He didn't want to not to help the guy. That's the best way can help the guy is by buying it from the guy. The Torah of Yosef. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I told the Olam, you know, we learned quite a few, in Chavdal and Midbeis, remember we had Lefnim Mishur Sadin, that if the guy, after years, to give it back, somebody lost something, it's Miyash. So we learned the Chavdal and Midbeis, Lefnim Mishur Sadin, you give it back. The Mordechai Paskins, as I state in Shechon Aruch Yishayim, that you kaif that Lefnim Mishur Sadin, the paradox, Chaim. Remember this paradox, that even though the Gemara Chavdal and Midbeis says, that's Lefnim Mishur Sadin, but you can be Kaifa. You can force the guy, you know, it's Lefnim Mishur Sadin is be it. So I tie it, the Shulchan Aruch is Mashmanat, wait, Rambam Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, guy's a big tzaddik, he wants to. But the Mordechai holds, you can force a guy, you can be Kaifa to go Lefnim Mishur Sadin. So some Achronim say here too also, for this one, this Lefnim Mishur Sadin, can you be Kaifa, or you make a chilek. This Lefnim Mishur Sadin and Chavdal and Midbeis, you can be kaifa.
You should pay for it? What are you being kaifa?
Well, either to buy it or to do it, Mamanav Shach. Depends on the Rambam and the Rush. According to the Rambam, either give the guy an option. Either you help him or buy it. According to the Rush, you're not allowed to help him, you'll force him to buy it. Lefnim Mishur Sadin. This is Lefnim Mishur Sadin. So why can't you, if you're forcing it to do this Lefnim Mishur Sadin, so I saw our Yak Chaim
out. He's going to lose it, or you're going to lose it. Why should you lose it?
Right, so you're saying a good fact. You're on the right track. He says, Imre Yankov, our friend Rabbi Stern from Bnei Brak, we studied his book for 5 years. Many years we studied Choshen Mishpat, the Imre Yankov. And he says that over here in Chavdalid, the guy lost something. You're not losing anything. The guy lost something, he gave up, so it's Lefnim Mishur Sadin, make up his loss. Here, like Tzvi is saying, the guy, either you're losing it or he's using it. Oh, he's losing it. If you're going to force him to pay, why should I lose it? Why should I lose rather than he lose? And you know, I want to tell you another machreches achrayim I was stunned about. My biggest surprise in this sugya, the mitzvah prekantin. If the guy can do it himself, is there a mitzvah prekantin? If the guy can do it himself, he could do it himself. Is there a mitzvah prekantin? Only if the guy can't do it. How did you learn? We didn't mention this in the daf. I was surprised. What do you think it is? If a guy can do it himself, he can do it himself.
This guy's not there.
I was.
To help him out, but he has to help.
Yeah. If he says sit, we had the Gemara. If he sits down, Dave, and he says, "Okay, it's a mitzvah, you that I'll sit here." No. But if he's willing to help. He says, okay, we'll do it together. Mitzvah Prikatina. He paskins. I wasn't sure. I try to look at, you know, the Ma'ayin a little bit. Is he right? He paskins. He brings from paskin, but I wasn't as convinced as he was that if the guy could do it alone, there's no mitzvah prekentin.
It's stam gemilas chasarim to help him. There's a mitzvah to help him even without.
So one second.
To help him, even if he can't even do it alone,
Ben, you mechad. Ben, you mechad to the Radvan. So yeah. So
it's chesed.
Yes. So Chaim is saying, look, there's a mitzvah prekentina. The Rashbi is, why don't you make a bracha on this mitzvah? Famous. So Rashbi has all these mitzvahs. Yeah, the Rashbi doesn't say that, by the way. A little like that. See, the Rashbi says the guy can decline. You can't make a bracha.
What happens? You make the bracha, and then the guy
says, no thanks.
Call him back. He walks away.
You know the famous.
The offer.
So let's go back to this mice. See, Rabbi Sait, we have the Radvaz. Isn't this story a raya? Isn't this story a proof that this pre-cantina by a man? Rabbi Shmuel Nigmar says he's going with Nimish Hadid. He's zaken finu kvoide. But what's his chiv? Why is his chiv to help this guy take the wood, to put his pick up his wood? Isn't this a mitzvah pre-cantina? And the Gemara says clearly that he would be mechuyev if he wasn't zaken lefi kvoide. He was lefnimish Hadid, he's zaken lefi kvoide. But if he wanted a regular Jew, he'd be mechuyev to help the guy load on his. So why did? Why is there mitzvah? The Radvaz holds, there's no pre-cantina by Adam. It's only by Behemoth, there's no pre-cantina by Adam. So the Radvaz says interesting thing. He says, the Chivir is not pre-cantina, it's Hashavas Aveda. It's Hashavas Aveda. Because, especially if you learn, so this is why I asked you that question. If you learn that you only Mechuyev, he can't do it himself. Then the Radvaz makes more sense. If the mitzvah pre-cantina says he can't do it himself, this guy couldn't do it. He couldn't lift up these bundles of wood. So if you wouldn't help him, the guy's got to go home. He's not going to stay there forever in the street. So it's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. He learns there's no mitzvah pre-cantina. It's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Then the Radvaz says, Ben, Avad, it's a mitzvah of chesed. See, the Radvaz says, by Adam, there's no mitzvah pre-cantina, but it's a mitzvah of chesed. It's a mitzvah of chesed, and there's a mitzvah v'avta l'recha kamoicha. Chesed v'avta l'recha avada.
Even for a zaken?
No. Oh. So I think he wonders about that. See, Rabbi Shmuel's pater, zaken ein lefi kvoide. What about from chesed? I had a little deek in the Radvaz. I didn't bring the Radvaz here. It's true, I didn't bring the Radvaz. But, see, Yitz is asking, is zaken lefi kvoide p'tor and chesed also? It's a p'tor and pre-cantina. Is it p'tor and chesed? Is Zaken, you know, the famous mice, you know, the famous mice with Reb Chaim Moser, I think it was Reb Chaim Moser. So sukkah, and he had company, and he wasn't in the sukkah because he was a chayla. So he wasn't in the sukkah. So he had company, he came down to the sukkah. So he said, chayla is potter from the sukkah, but he's not potter from achnas asarachim. Famous story, right? It's a classic mice that they all bring. So that's a very good question. Is Zaken Fenik Fodai Potter on Chesed? See, it's mashma to me from the Radvaz that he's saying the Gemara could have answered it's Al Chesed. He was doing it Al Chesed. I mean, see, if Zaken Fenik Fodai is Potter on Shavas Aveda, Potter on Pre-Cantina, isn't Pashi's Potter on Chesed? I mean, these are mamish Chesed. I'm not saying chesed is not a mitzvah, but, you know, chesed is like a general, if after echa kamocha, be nice, chesed. But these are open mitzvahs. It's an open mitzvah. So isn't it a kavachoy mezakin if
you
call this part of
chesed? You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to do it. They don't have to pay for it.
No, he didn't have to pay. He didn't have to pay. He only paid because he didn't want
to. Yeah, because he didn't want to do it. So first of all, see if he didn't want that. He didn't want to do it because it was an end of the fund. You don't see that?
Yeah, of course.
Lazy.
No, Zakdimai.
Yeah, but.
So the Gemara is asking, so why did he pay for it? If he's not in front of his part, he should have said bye bye. I have no mitzvah. So Gemara says, Lefnim Meshuas Hadin. Now, again, the Radvaz learns that it was a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Now he's thinking, so why do you need the mitzvah Prika if it's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? Why do you need the mitzvah of Tina? This is the Gemara's question.
It's always a Shabbos Avodah.
Yeah, every teen is a Shabbos. If the guy, if it's a mitzvah teen, as long as the can guy do it, can do it himself. So why do you need the mitzvah of teen? Huh? So it's an open Gemara, Bar Mitzvah. I'll answer that question. See, it's in the Gemara. The Gemara is Ben, what do you need pre-cantina and have a Shabbos Avodah? The Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Alf, Lamed Alf is this question. And you know what the Gemara answers? And then I can answer this question. The Gemara answers that the reason Shabbos Avodah is not, you wouldn't learn that pre-cantina. The Gemara says, because pre-cantina, the guy is there. The guy is there. So what, he's there? So Rashi says, Disel Mare, Yachzach B'yodim B'yiskar. Find people and hire someone. The guy is, the owner does have an option. By pre-cantina, the owner has an option.
You can pay him for it.
Pay you?
Yeah.
Well, so hire anybody, hire someone.
That's what the Chiddush is. The Chiddush is, you can't take money for it.
But Tina, you can take money for. Tina said, that's not true because Tina, you can take money for. We paskin, yeah, but we paskin. Machlaik is Tanoim, but we paskin. We paskin, you take money for Tina, not Prika. We paskin Tina Bishar, loading the donkey, David, you can, and you know what, we paskin. You're going to pay me? If the guy says he won't pay you, you're not mechuyev to do it. Doesn't mean you're allowed to sue him. It means you're only mechuyev to do it if he agrees to pay.
So the
pre-
the only
that it doesn't say. If he agrees to pay, it doesn't say have to. You entrust the guy.
You didn't have it. If you don't freak out, far you have to go, you know, you have to unload. Until there's no more tzaddas, it's 50 pounds, but at 20 pounds, it's okay.
You mean?
Just take off 30 pounds, and that's.
Well, chayre, the donkey is crouched down.
Yeah, because it's 50 pounds, but if you take off 15, 20 pounds.
And he can stand up, chayre yaitse. Prika means totally. I don't know who asked this. I never. New chakir. Is your chakir? The chayre prika is just enough. The donkey is collapsing under his load.
Also, how far you got to help him out until he's fully loaded and strapped down and ready to go?
Well, put it this way, like in the Gemara here, the guy probably couldn't lift it up. Sometimes you need some help to get on your shoulders. You're carrying a heavy bundle. You need someone to help you to put on your shoulders. But Chaim is saying, well, it's a big job, and if you do half, he can do the other half. So again, that's totally in the Shaila. If Preek is only a mitzvah, if the guy can't do it himself. And I saw a fascinating machlokes. I'll tell you another machlokes, Achrayim. The following din. You remember it says, Kiyira Kisifka, Preek and Tina, if it's very far away, you remember the distance? It's a funny distance.
Yeah,
it's one distance. Seven halves,
a
wrist. It's 1/7 of a meal. A meal is 3,000 feet, approximately. It's 1/7
3,000 feet.
3,000 feet.
Yeah.
A meal is about 1,000 yards, 3,000 feet. And 1/7 of that is a riss. A riss is 1/7, the seven riffs, riss, ratio tzamachs in a meal. So it's 1/7. So I don't. It says in Shulchan Aruch how many amos. You know, it's 1/7 of 2,000 amos. Simple math. You know, anyone could do that.
2/15.
What?
So 3,000 feet divided by 15 is 200 feet. 200. So that's 1/15.
So it's 400.
So 7.5. 1/7 is 2/15. That comes out to 400 feet.
400 feet. Right. Okay. 400 feet. They say in Amis and Shulchan Aruch, if it's further than that, there's no mitzvah prikatin. If it's further than that, it's ki sireh ki sivga. Now, is there a mitzvah of tzar belechayim? There's no mitzvah prikatin. You know, a lot of times the Gemara says, there's no mitzvah prika, but tzar belechayim is dorai. So we bask in the steers in Rambam a little bit. We bask in the Ramad and Shulchan Aruch, tzar belechayim is dorai. We paskin Sabal Chaim is Dorais. We're not members, we're not joining up Peter yet, but we paskin Sabal Chaim.
Does that apply to humans too?
Well, that's a little tully in this Chakira. See, that's one of the tinies of the Rashba. If you're worried about Prika, the Sabal Chaim of Bema, certainly you should worry about Sabal Chaim of humans. Right. The Taz says, yes, there's a word of Sabal Chaim by humans. The Taz says Sabal Chaim. Yeah, right. That's what you argue. The Tzad Lechaim by Behema, the search should be Tzad Lechaim by humans.
Sure.
So, If there's no mitzvah pre-katein, you're further 400 feet away. So is the mitzvah tzar b'lechayim? Is the chiyuv tzar b'lechayim? So machlok is the mechas chinuch and the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Machlok is achrayim. Some say there's no mitzvah pre-katein, there's no tzar b'lechayim. So what does that mean? Who cares? I'm this far away, I'm 400 feet away, let the animals suffer, no tzar b'lechayim. So we're not signing up for Peter yet. The Milchas Chinuch says, there's no mitzvah pre-katina, but it's tzar b'lechayim. Remember the chiluk, tzar b'lechayim is doraisa. So what's the difference if it's pre-katina or tzar b'lechayim? The difference is, state in the Gemara, whether you can charge. You can charge a guy, if I have no chiyuv prika, like by cases of no chiyuv prika, like a Rav Tzad. There's no chiyuv prika if the animal always crouches, a Rav Tzad, or there's no chiyuv prika, what other examples?
He overloaded it.
There's no, so we hold, so the shaila is there a chiyuv prika? We hold, you have to do it. But it could be not a mitzvah prika, could be you have to do it al tzar b'lechayim. The nafki mina is if you could charge. If it's a mitzvah prika, you can't charge. If it's tzar b'lechayim, you could charge. You could charge someone.
But if I doesn't care if it's tzar b'lechayim. He overloaded the animal.
Doesn't matter. I have a chiyuv to do it.
So he's going to say, I'm not.
So I won't have to do it.
Ain't nachinami.
Means he's too bad. I'm not mechuyev to do tzar b'lechayim for free. See, I'm mechuyev to do tzar b'lechayim. I'm mechuyev to do the job, but I don't have to do it for free. But it's funny. I mean, my own animal, I'll have to work that shouldn't have tzar b'lechayim. But to do it for you, I don't have to do it for free. It's a little funny. I'm not mechuyev to do it for you. Isn't that open in the Gemara? We had it open in the Gemara. The chiluk of tzar b'lechayim. Remember, Lamed, who was that? Lamed Beis.
I thought you didn't have to free.
What?
Unless he did it himself. I think a woman,
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
Patal Gamri, Patal Bechina, Mechai Beschar. Misava Patal Gamri? Kisel Amari Bade Ovad Gabe Bechina. It says, only if the guy helps you. The guy says, I refuse to help. So, Vechiles Amari Bade, if the other is not there, Ovad Beschar. Lom Tzad Lechaim is Doraisa. So, I mean, it's open in the Gemara that even though Tzchar B'lechayim is the Raisa, you do a B'tzchar. But Tzvi is right. Is that for sure that I'm right? That if the guy refused to pay, you don't have to do it? See, that's what Tzvi is skeptical about. When it says B'tzchar, I'm allowed to charge. But if he says, I'm not going to pay you, so I don't have to do it, is that Pashit? See, you know what
Pashit? There's a distinction between Brika and Tina. Tina, you can refuse. He doesn't pay you.
Right. Okay. That's clear.
Okay. Tina, okay.
But by Tina, there's no Tzchar B'lechayim.
I know, but in terms of halachah, they would be the same. If you could refuse prika, but one doesn't pay you, then they come out halachah the same.
Only prika, where you're not mechuyev al prika. And it's when there's a heter, there's no mitzvah prika. But you, I have to. The Gemara says, what about tzar b'lechayim? There's no mitzvah prika. A guy's walking his donkey. I have no mitzvah prika to help the guy unload his donkey, but tzar b'lechayim have to do it. Al tzar b'lechayim. But for tzar b'lechayim, you could charge. If the guy refuses to charge, then I don't have to do it. Is that the pshat?
If you charge, you still get the chesed?
What?
If you charge, do you still get the chesed points?
You get chesed points if you charge.
Women come in with carriages.
You want to help them?
To help them take it down. Is that
Tina? So this story of Rashi and the Rav Tzad, it's chesed, but it's not an animal. It's not loading and unloading an animal.
So it's
machlokes to Rashi but the Radvaz. If she can't do it herself,
but it's much, much easier.
If she could do it herself, the Paiskim can say there's no mitzvah pre-kantina. She could do it herself. Mm-hmm. Paiskim, which I was surprised about. I always help pre-kantina as a mitzvah to help the guy. So no, only if he can't do it himself. So a few minutes, Rabbi Say, let me show you a few minutes. Paskim, some interesting shots.
Can you help a woman up from the floor if she falls down? With your hands? And I really
know.
what, the carriage?
Has to use your judgment. She's injured, you have to use your judgment.
You have to use your judgment?
Yeah, if she's injured, yeah, with, you know, the Gemara talks about a chassid shaita, a woman is drowning, and you let her drown, I'll sneeze. The Gemara brings such a case, a chassid shaita.
So you have to help.
Yeah, but if she fell, she can get up, or sometimes, yeah. You know.
So you can't start thinking about it, you got to do it right
now. Well, only, I'm not Ad Sala member, I can think about it. If you're Ad Sala, you can't think, I think. Turn to Simon Hay, Rabbi, so do a little bit inside. We'll do a little shukran. I gave you much of the things that we were going to talk about tonight. I gave it to you. Look inside in Simon Hay. This is what we studied. This is the Rav Shulchan Aruch. It's page Ayin Zayin. Simon Hay, page Ayin Zayin.
Right now, it's collapsing. It takes one person 2 hours to unload it, and two people, it takes 20 minutes to unload it. That's what sometimes it means. You got to help them do it. The animals
going to
collapse otherwise.
The animals is collapse.
Yeah,
the animals.
It takes longer.
Roivitz tachas masa.
It takes less time. That's what I think.
In Poskim it says that if you can do it himself, there's no mitzvah. It takes 5 hours
to do it himself.
Surprising, surprising. I agree with you. I didn't learn that way. That's why you have to learn Poskim. Misha paga bechaveira baderach. You met your friend on the road. Simin hay, page Ayin Zayin. And the animal's crouched, collapsed, crouched under its load is masa. You notice he doesn't say donkey. But donkeys is the beast of a burden, carries burdens. But all animals this applies, of course. We don't paskel like Rav Yossi. Remember that machlek tanoim? Even if the guy overloaded his donkey. Harei a mitzvah l'sayoi. It's a mitzvah to help him. L'sayoi.
Sounds like
helping
the
frog may allow. So right, Tzvi, if you would read this, you'd say it's right to us. So look in the footnote, look in Dalit, look in the bottom of the first column in Ois Dalit, and the Imre Yankov, this guy went. I went to Bnei Brak to ask him a kasha we had a correction. I felt he made a mistake. I went to him.
You underlined this? I mean, probably so.
Yeah, you have an unlined one.
No, there's underlined there.
No, you have the underlined ones. I don't have an underlined one. Mitzvah L'sayoi. Chaim knows, he said, we studied this one. It's underlined. Mitzvah L'sayoi. U mitzvah prika, eil shaderi yachol lifrak levada, b'tzarch siyuha. It's only if he can't do it himself. B'tzarch siyuha. Aval eicha yachol lifrak levada, as ein bo b'shem mitzvah prika. Finished. Hey, I'm sorry, Dalit. I stopped. Then he says, "Umikamakam yesh aim chaysom in a term shum tsar Yisrael tsar balechayim." He brings. You have to help him to alleviate the tsar. This guy can do it himself, but he'll have tsar. So if you hold a tsar balechayim by a human, you have to help him if he can do it himself to alleviate the tsar of Yevchava. Now that's the mitzvah prika. It's not the mitzvah prika. Umikom yesh ah chayz min atom shem tzar Yisrael. Avi bichal tzar balechayim. Ah, but he says parenthetically, you can take schar a shevit avos as schar v'tzarech iyun. So he says in the footnote, what kind of tzar balechayim is this? He doesn't like it. He says, nah, if he can do it himself, say Tzar
Balechayim. Tzar Yisrael.
Why is it Tzar Yisrael? He can do it himself. What does it mean? You mean it's
what kind of tzar? It's just work.
Yeah. It's Tzar Balechayim.
Work is tzar.
That's, some people have that sheet to speak. But,
other things that you're forced to do, you can take, for example, you're forced to go to court to say witness for somebody. You'll have to pay for it?
The rule is, when it's Chaim, let me tell you the rule. Good point. Excellent point.
If you're
the rule is, mitzvah bein adam lechaveira. If there's a mitzvah, I have to do it for free. Mitzvah bein adam, teach Torah, you have to teach Torah, you can't charge. A doctor, it's to heal, can't charge. You know, David, just like a can't take money for teaching Torah, you're not allowed to take money for healing people. A doctor, you know, everyone worries about the rabbis. I always worry about the doctors. It says that a doctor is not a mani bechinam. It's a mitzvah to heal people. You're not allowed to take money. Anytime there's a mitzvah, sabah lechaim is different because it's not bin adam lechaveda. See, when I've been...
But this is tabin for the Odom.
Oh, so you're right. So Chaim is saying, Bishlama, you can take money for tzaba lechaim of an animal. It's not being on mechaveira. But if I'm a chuyev, I'll tsar Yisrael to save from tsar, so it's not so pushy, you can take money for it. You're dinging on that footnote, on that little...
Additional.
Yeah, there's a little additional preface, right? He says parenthetically. He's saying, oh, it's only tzar Yisrael, you can charge for it. So to Chaim, if it's tzar Beim, I can charge you for it because it's not between you and me. But it's something I'm a chuyev to do, that you shouldn't have tzar. So why is it different than teaching Torah or all the chiyuv made on the chaver that you can't charge? So it's funny that he says, you're allowed to charge. Ein Ramah Reishayim Beis Tess of Isma. He brings around Ramah and Reishayim Beis. I have to admit, I didn't look it up. So I have to check out this further.
Is a lawyer allowed to charge?
You're not allowed to have a lawyer. Lawyers, we don't talk about lawyers, because lawyers is the whole lawyer. <That's>, question, if you're allowed to have a lawyer, Urcha Dayanim is looked down.
Dayan is not allowed to charge. Is a Dayan allowed to charge? Is a Dayan allowed to charge?
Is a Dayan allowed to charge? No. No. Only Schabatol. A Dayan is allowed to charge Schabatol. You know, I'm Tyson Ksubis, Pashtis Mani Bechinam. Pashtis he can't charge. But there's a day when it's Chabatola, like by Aveda, there's certain times you're allowed to charge. Okay, so he says, Mitzah Sayyid Lefrog Me'ala, V'lu Mitzah Sayyid Shnem Kisir Chamar So Na'achor Avetz Tachs Masai, Azoiv Ta'azoiv Imai. Help him if he can't do it alone, like he learns. V'lu Yifrog Me'ala Nival. Don't unload it and leave him all nervous. V'lo Yifrog, you had this in the Gemara. V'yelichlo, El Yakim Imo, help him. V'yachsa v'yitan alem asak roila. And Yakim Imo, help him raise up the donkey and reload it. Shedema lo sirs chamechil shev noflim bader chasalam yamak yitokim Imo. Acheres. V'mitzah aseh acheres. V'nichom nivha v'lo park v'lo tan Imo. Bitol mitzah aseh. Favalosa shinolo sira. It's a mitzvah say and a loisa say. So what does the mitzvah say? You help him raise up the donkey, you unload the donkey, then you have to help him load the donkey. It's a mitzvah prika.
Why does the donkey have to rest in between? I don't understand what's going on here. Maybe I don't understand animals, but if the animal's collapsing, and you're gonna unload it and reload it,
so we'll talk about it in Ois Beis. Tzvi, look at Ois Beis, please. In Ois Beis, we'll discuss that. He argues with a sma. The Rav Shechon Aruch humbly disagrees with a sma. Look at Ois Beis. Parak v'tan v'chaz v'ravtza. Let's say Parak, you know, it's interesting. He's learning pre-kantin is the same event. Pre-kantin is really the same event. We didn't think about it this way. When you do prika, pre-kantin is not like two stories. In the Torah it's written in two different psukim. But it's really one event. You unload the donkey, then Parak v'tan, v'chazra v'ravtza, collapsed again. Zuck the tzma, why did it collapse again? Why did it collapse again? Machwa shenita kamasim im kaima. Slipped. The bundle, you know, it's...
It has to be a patch.
So he says in a footnote, tzma. He quotes the tzma. So here at Tzvi Week, it's your halach. Look in the footnote at Aleph. Look, this is the Rav Shulchan Aruch himself, Kuntres Achron. Uvechinam dachak, smana necessary. You know why he collapsed? Because he was exhausted. He collapsed again. Uvechinam yeshlomer, demikovet amas, etzvich alofush. Kol shalom beprika. The donkey can only walk a block.
You have to wait there until it's ready to
move. I don't think so. See, he's learning, the Rav Shulchan Aruch is, that this donkey can only carry this load one block. So you loaded it. So why did he collapse? Because he can only walk one block. So you have to, as we'll see later, in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to walk with him. You can't just leave him alone. You have to walk with him. And if he collapses again, then you do it again.
There is
Bad
now all of a sudden.
Right. So he says, he's learning like the Sma. You know, the Sma, he put the Sma in there. Then in the bottom he says, unnecessary, the Sma. Why is it unnecessary? See, what did the Sma hold?
It's shifted.
Yeah, so why did the Sma say that? See, that Kash is... See, he's
because
saying, why
the... Otherwise, you have to put it on again, and the animal's going to collapse again.
You mean if you know it's going to collapse...
If it's going to collapse, what are you doing? It collapsed the first time, it's going to collapse again.
So what? Maybe in a Hanami, that's a donkey's.
The Sma is like, it shifted, and then he fell.
Right. So that's what I'm discussing. So why the Sma holds, if you know it's going to collapse, then I'm not Mechuyev. Goodbye, stop. This donkey is not fit to carry this load. See, stop it. See, the Rav Shechon holds no.
The overloaded donkey. That's the case of the overloaded donkey.
We don't paskin masai roi loads fee. Again, machlek stanoim. We paskin even if it's more than a roi loi. Latino b'makom roi lo lachamor. Makom zel lachs latino b'makom a roi lo lachamor. Chozru up to chad lachs v'kulitam. Feel me upon it. 100 times. Shenema Zotav Zimalakim talking.
If you take a load that he can't carry, keep putting it on him. That's
and he's going to collapse. Maybe that's why the Sma didn't like his pshat. That's why the Sma to learn the shifting loads. Lefikach. So Ledado Zimal. I parse. You got a parse. You know, parse is 4 mil. It's a few miles. A parse is 8,000 amish. You have to Lefikach Tzach Ledado Zimal. You got a Ledado Zimal means like to walk along with the animal, ad parsa, shimtzach lachzul esaya. You can't just leave him. Okay, I fixed, I'm gone. He can't disappear. Elum ken yomer balamas ein itzachlo. Unless the guy, if the guy gives you a shoe, says, I don't need you, go, I'm finished. Then you can disappear. If the guy says, I don't need you. Then he says, acheinu chayv leilechim abichino abischar. You can, but you can get paid for that. It's interesting. It's not pre-cantina. For pre-ka, you can't charge. But for ledadas imo, you can charge. It's a chiyuv. So it's strange. Because I think the Gemara learns this from a pasuk, right? It doesn't Gemara learn this from a pasuk. What? It's mashma. Didn't the Gemara say a pasuk for this? The Gemara quoted a pasuk. That you have to go along with him. But you can charge for that. But this chiv is not as strong as pre-ka, it seems. Then he says, Skimmel, we'll finish with this one. Mitzvah t'ina ain't el bechina. Mitzvah of t'ina ain't el bechina. El kshala rotza litin lo scha. You pay me, I'll do it. Tzvi wants money in advance. The Shulchan Aruch says, az mechuyev ulesayim. Vim laugh, the guy says, no, I'm not going to pay you. Potter. Why? So he gives a svar. He gives a svar why prika is you pay and tina not. Hoil the einkan al mishum revach bala hamasa iten svar. You're gaining. You're not going to lose if I don't do tina. It's the revach al ma hamasa iten svar. Of a mitzvah's prika he bechinam of yesh kan gam tzabel lechayim. It's also it's very interesting. Prika entails tzabel lechayim. So therefore. Also, if you don't do it, the animal will go and get killed. With the animal, I thought it's also hefsid mammon, right? The Gemara is both factors. It's also hefsid mammon. The Rav Shechon Aruch says it's al sar balechayim. Vasalitin schala imu adam batal. If you're an adam batal, you can't get schar. But you know what schar you could take? If you have a business, schar batala.
So if you buy, for example, to a non, in this day and age, you load a van. So, obviously doesn't apply to a van, but
it's not tzabai chai. But loading, you know, it's loading.
Tina has to be. You're doing it for a yenim. Why would it have to be?
If you can't do it,
he
needs help.
Yeah. But I'm saying.
Yeah, but one. Look, it's machlokes rashi and the radvaz.
They didn't recognize.
See,
vehicles. We have. See, Tina wouldn't apply to a mechanized vehicle, but Tina.
Yeah, because he speaks about a wagon.
That's a good question.
Okay. He says, in wagon. A wagon, bagola. Rechev sheniska bem tzaderech. The Imre Yaakov, in Oislamet Hay, all the way in page pay base. Rechev sheniska bem tzaderech. A car got stuck in the middle of the road, and he can't get his car out of the mud. Babai sechs azusil. Chayam l'saiva shemitzestina. You have to help him. Mishum mitzvahs te'in.
They have somebody put on a tire.
Right. The guy can't put on a tire. Chosam mitzvahs te'in.
Yeah.
Chayim l'sayil b'shem mitzvah steina. Achel chol l'drosh avor ezvas oschah.
But you can charge for that.
He b'schah, you can charge. But l'chor, you can charge for it.
Yeah.
That's what he says. It's mitzvah steina. So what's the normal rule? For chesed, so when you get it, you asked, who asked? Is a mitzvah of chesed if you charge? Do you get a mitzvah of chesed if you charge? L'chor not. Chesed. L'chor it's chesed, you should do it for free. You're allowed to charge.
But the guy can't find anybody. It's a big chesed, and you don't want to really do it. It's
that's
a big
right.
chesed.
That's right. You're doing it because you have to do it. Anyway, it's not like it's really volitional. Just that, you know, you don't want to.
Still,
that's
where
to do it. So,
you'd
rather not do it.
Once you're charging.
So Sam is saying it's no right. If you charge, you don't get chesed. You know, just like Sam says, look, I'll do your chesed. I'm not interested in working now for you. As a chesed, I'll charge. It doesn't mean just be getting paid. It's not a chesed.
I bet once you'd rather go home.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So it's no right that it's not a chesed. But does that mean you're always allowed to charge for chesed? So charge for chesed. So I had the problem when I was learning in Lakewood. In Lakewood, there was a minhag. People didn't have a kid who's hot to them. So that they give a guy a ride in the car, they charge him. You give a guy, you know, we never thought of that. You give a guy, sometimes they pay the tolls, a nice passenger. They would charge you. I'll give you a ride to New York. I'll charge you X amount of dollars to help because they can't afford the gas and the tolls. Yes. So what kind of chesed? It's not a town of chesed. Chesed. So then you're charging for chesed. It's still a chesed. The guy rather take the you know, it's still a chesed, but he's charging. Doesn't it diminish the chesed? It certainly diminishes it.
But he's going anyway.
See, I don't know why you're allowed to charge for chesed. If chesed is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to do chesed. So why are you allowed to charge? It's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveira. Why are you allowed to charge?
If the guy's going anyway.
Even if this is called chesed, is that called chesed? If,
I'm helping a guy load his donkey, unload his donkey, is that a chesed? If he can do it himself.
And I think him for a car, he could take a bus.
It's not a chesed, you're saving him tircha, money, it's cheaper maybe.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.